This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. The budget session of Parliament began on the 22nd of last month and it was due to conclude on Monday. Speaker Om Birla today said 15 meetings were held in the session, which lasted for 115 hours. He said Lok Sabha witnessed 136% productivity during the session. The Finance Bill, the Appropriation Bill, the Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill and the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak were passed in the lower house. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said around 22 hours discussions were held on the Union Budget in the upper house. He said the house sat for 90 hours during the session. He said he is looking forward with hope, expectation and confidence that the next session would be rewarding for every member of the House and for the benefit of the entire nation. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the budget session of Parliament remained very productive. Addressing the media in New Delhi on the budget session, which concluded today, Mr. Rijiju said that during the entire session, the smooth transaction of business took place in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Mr. Rijiju further informed that not a single day of the Parliament session was washed out and both houses functioned smoothly. He said that during the session, Parliament completed the budgetary exercise and also passed several bills. The Lok Sabha today passed the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, possession, use, operation, sale, export or import of any aircraft or class of aircraft and for securing the safety of aircraft operations. The bill is aimed at empowering the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Rammohan Naidu said that civil aviation has witnessed unimaginable growth in the last 10 years under the Narendra Modi government. He informed the House that the number of airports in the country has increased from 74 in 2014 to 157 at present, which is more than double. He added that an all-time high passenger growth has been registered in the country and that India is currently the third largest aviation economy in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wayanad in Kerala tomorrow to review relief and rehabilitation efforts. He will reach Kannur and from there conduct an aerial survey of the landslide-affected areas in Wayanad. Mr. Modi will visit the landslide-affected area where he will be briefed by the rescue forces about the evacuation efforts. The Prime Minister will also oversee the ongoing rehabilitation work. Mr. Modi will visit the relief camp and hospital where he will meet and interact with the victims and survivors of the landslide. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on a state visit to Timor-Leste after a successful two-day visit to New Zealand. President Murmu will arrive in Dili, Timor-Leste, tomorrow morning. She will hold bilateral meetings with the President and the Prime Minister of Timor-Leste. This is the first head of state level visit from India to Timor-Leste after established formal diplomatic relations in 2004. The Supreme Court today rejected a plea to delay the 2024 NEET PG exam scheduled for August 11th. The court said it will be unjust to risk the future of 2 lakh students while rejecting a petition that argued the assigned exam cities were too inconvenient for some candidates. Air India has suspended flight operations to and from Tel Aviv, Israel, with immediate effect until further notice in view of the current situation in parts of West Asia. In a social media post, Air India said it is continuously monitoring the situation and for the safety of passengers and crew has suspended its operations. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat will be eyeing an Olympic podium finish when he takes to the mat in the men's 57-kilogram freestyle wrestling event at the Champs de Mars Arena today. Aman will be looking for India's first Paris 2024 Olympics medal in wrestling when he takes on Darian Cruz of Puerto Rico in the bronze medal match. The match will start at 9:45 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.